another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com.
It's time to cool it out, baby.
Holy Twin Cities Tank, everybody. I'm Pete.
Yes, you are.
And you're Brent.
I'm drunk.
How are you today, Brent?
God damn it, Pete. I'm so good.
That's good.
I'm feeling good. I took a nap. I drank some beers.
Okay.
And now and now Brooks Robinson is sitting on my couch.
Brooks Robinson is here. How you doing, Brooks?
Hello.
Brooks Robinson is a return guest.
Brooks, I'm going to have to ask you to calm down.
I feel like you used that joke last time.
I don't think I did.
Yep. This is...
Let's just try to replicate the last
Groundhog's
podcast.
Day? Let's see if we can do it word for word.
Exactly. Yeah, before we get into shit, go to TwinCitiesTank.com and sign up for the contest. We're giving away a $50 iTunes gift card. Just listen to the audio.
I feel like I don't know why we're doing that.
Because we're promoting our new...
Fancy Pants Gangsters.
...network that is paying for our podcast.
Hey guys, this is local comedian Brooks Robinson, and I joined the contest. Why don't you?
That was beautiful.
Am I eligible?
You are eligible.
You are
to lose the contest.
Anybody that's not me or Brent, I guess.
What was the impetus for doing the contest? I should know this, but
all right, here's the deal.
We switched to networks. Don't you have to resubscribe?
Our feeds,
our feeds
are going to their little network because they're paying for the feeds. And so you have to go to their site and resubscribe and resubscribe on iTunes. There's a button on our page to hit resubscribe to iTunes.
Wow. Or
not resubscribe. It just says subscribe to iTunes. But yeah, go there, subscribe, enter the contest, win $50 iTunes gift card.
What's on iTunes, Pete?
We don't want to go through this again.
I just like your description of things you can get on iTunes. Tomato soup.
Music. You can get movies. You can get television programs. You can rent movies.
Check this out.
This isn't an iTunes commercial.
Hey, Brooks, you ever go on iTunes? Eh?
Yep, sure have.
Local comedian Brooks Robinson. Funnying it up.
All right, so start off, we'll fuck around with some news.
For your show.
Yeah, wait.
For whose show?
The show I'm on. That's why I go to use iTunes.
Yeah. Hey, baby.
You can get podcasts there.
That's beautiful.
iTunes Store.
Oh, no, I want to. This is the news that I think is interesting.
Brent looked up some news stories for us today.
They all have to do with sex.
What day is it today, these news stories?
Today is July 8th.
Something like that.
2010.
There's a story out of Springboro, Ohio, if that actually exists. A 31-year-old chick posed as a 14-year-old boy in order to have sex with a 16-year-old girl. Now, let's go down the line here of why that's not going to work. Okay, we've all seen the movies where the boys and the girls dress up like each other to get to the ultimate goal of, you know, fucking each other.
Everyone's favorite, Ladybugs or Juana Man, is close second.
White chicks, Boys Don't Cry.
What was the one about going to Harvard? Goodwill Hunting?
That's actually... Robin Williams played a guy in that movie.
Oh.
So, yeah, he was supposed to be a guy.
Minnie Driver looks like a man, too.
And she talks like one. And I'm assuming she eats like one, also. Because she's fat. But do you
Minnie,
see...
Minnie, more like Biggie.
Can we put a drum solo in after that? Do you see the fundamental flaw in a girl dressing up like a boy to try and fuck a girl? Do you see why that's not going to end well?
Yeah, because it's like Hillary Swank. You get beat for being a fucking faggot.
Exactly. That's exactly right, because you get beat for being
a
faggot.
That's what that movie was about, right?
Yeah.
No. What?
Yes.
Will Smith's kid's a faggot?
No, she was in the movie.
Hillary Swank.
Yes, she was. Part three.
Yes.
Two or three?
God, keep up.
Blow me. No, but if you dress up, like, even if you're a good enough actress as a 31-year-old chick to convince a 16-year-old chick that you're a 14-year-old boy, follow me here, America. And then she's like, yeah, you are a pretty great guy. First of all, getting a 16-year-old chick to fuck you is no small feat. Am I right, guys? But on the beach, that wasn't your thigh. But once, like, if you pull off,
I didn't say chicken yet.
If you pull off the acting bit, like,
his
hey,
hand sliding up my thighs,
I'm a dude.
He says these things.
Like, if this is on tape, people are gonna think I'm raping you.
And it's not rape if
it's
I'm
those
asleep.
Shorts.
It's not Brooks' rape if green I'm on shorts.
I'm sorry. Go back to your 14, 18, 30 thing.
But I just think that once you convince a 16-year-old chick to fuck you, and she finds out you don't have a dick, and then, but your ultimate goal is to fuck her, I don't think that you have the tools to pull this off. Brooks, if let's say a 31-year-old girl just stuffed like a boy, or wait, that would be a 31-year-old boy. I'm almost 30. Dressed up like a chick.
Yeah, almost. I right. got the hair. That's the best joke you've told yet.
Right. You. When we need a comedy barometer, we'll go to Brooks and see if the jokes are working or not. And let's say I dressed up like a chick that you wanted to fuck, and then you found out I didn't have a vagina. Would you be upset? Like, would you be mad? Would you be mad if I told you I didn't have a vagina? Be honest.
Not mad. I mean, your mouth still works, right?
It does.
All right.
Yes.
And
like a fucking motor.
Men and women have butts, right?
Sure.
What's so
that,
like,
what's that phrase? If the Red River's flowing, take the dirt road home.
Is and it? If it's actually a guy dressed like a girl mm-hmm. being a boy, then fuck her
which
in the ass. That's the other
exactly.
Thing
which
that
I'd probably
by.
Go to first anyway. So I don't understand why this is illegal. Well, that's what I'm saying. Cause I don't understand why this would be illegal for a 31-year-old chick to not.
Well, it's statutory rape.
Anyway, look. A lot of good
like
men.
Like dressing up like men. I don't think that's illegal. I
a
think
lot of
it's
good
the
men
age.
Have died for this country.
Is it illegal to fool someone into fucking you?
Absolutely not. If it was, no one would get laid ever.
So I think the fundamental problem here is when you got two dicks involved, like your scenario that you just created here.
No, it's two vaginas involved.
No. Talking about
oh,
you and Brooks fucking.
Now you're in now. It's ours.
Right.
Scenario.
I mean, you know, you could fuck each other. Because mm-hmm. you both have dicks. But
so,
when
like,
you...
We can, like I have permission to?
Yeah. But if we're when fucking. We're talking about this story, it's kind of a stalemate. Like, they just pull down their pants yeah, and there's nothing there, and they just... What? Then
I
what?
Think it would have been
you're
awesome.
Like, what do we do here?
Want to just ram them together? That seems fun. I think it'd be awesome if the 16-year-old chick was like, yeah, fuck it. All right, let's go for it.
Right, I kind of feel like that would be the problem. Like, you'd just get there and be like... Whoa, you were bullshitting me that entire time?
Yeah.
All right.
The actual 16-year-old girl doesn't seem like the most observant person in the world.
Probably not.
So
if
she
your
might
boyfriend,
be like...
If your boyfriend is a 31-year-old chick that you think is a 14-year-old dude...
What does it say if they're Asian? That's the only way I see this working.
I'm not good with genders. What does that look like to you?
Oh, man.
Mongolian?
I can't believe a white woman was fooled by that.
Yeah. But I think if... I'm no lawyer... But I think that would be the easiest defense ever. Like, if somebody was like, and she raped her, and she'd be like, she's a chick. Like, how the fuck could a chick rape a chick? That's not possible. Is that possible? Can chicks rape chicks?
I don't
want
to respond to that. That's a... Oh.
Yeah, it's a...
disgusting.
Disgusting? Did you ever see the movie Bounce? No, wait. Wrong movie. What's the... Never mind.
If chicks can't rape chicks, what kind of porno am I watching?
Yeah, what kind of country is this? What are we paying taxes for? I just think that girls, no matter how old, should be able to fuck each other. Grandmas can fuck babies.
That's where you find a problem in this story.
Yeah. Is that there's no dicks involved, so how can anybody be doing anything wrong? Dicks are like the troublesome sexual organ. Like, they're the ones that cause the trouble.
Your views are like...
It's just something that's...
Blowing my mind. They're so stupid.
Wow.
Your ideas about gender are fucking... Do you have another story you could read?
Yeah, we got Mel Gibson.
Yeah, you want to talk about Mel Gibson's racism?
Everyone's talking
about Mel
Gibson.
Well, your views on
race
are up to date, and I like them. They're progressive.
It's 2010. Yeah. I hate them goddamn chinks. Now, everybody knows this Mel Gibson story, right?
Everyone's talking about it.
I think it's awesome because there's a level of celebrity you can get to where you can say pretty much whatever you want to. Like, there's like a little... There's like... You can have like one or two slip-ups, but if you get famous enough, you can kind of just say whatever the fuck you want to, but then eventually people go, all right, like that's fucked up. And
do
I think,
you think Mel has crossed the line?
I kind of do, and I'll tell you why. I think it's funny when he makes fun of Jewish people. Everybody thinks that's funny. Making fun of black people, that's always fun. But I think the line, I'm going to come and burn the fucking house down, but you will blow me first, is just fucking amazing. Because he's giving her a timeline of what's going to happen. Because usually when you're going to beat somebody up or burn them down, you kind of just do it.
Yeah.
But Mel lets her know what the schedule is going to be. Like he says, stay home until I get there. Then you'll blow me. And then I'll set your house on fire. Yeah. And I think that's really polite of him to do that. I wouldn't make it out to be a bad guy, but... Yeah, Pete?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, talk about, like, a map being set out before you. Yeah. Like, if you were in that house when he's burning it down...
Yeah, and you hadn't given the blowjob yet, you'd be like, you lied to me.
Right, and like, you're betrayed. But if you blow him...
Right.
And then just hang out...
Yeah.
And be like...
Like, when's the fire?
Yeah.
Or where's the fire?
Where's the... Yeah. The, like, roof is on fire. We don't need no water, because I'll spit Mel's
Because I hate the Jews.
Yeah.
No, I know. I just think it's awesome that, like, if you, eventually, if you get famous enough, you will hate the Jews. Or, like, you will hate...
Or you are Jewish,
or
and that's
you
why
are
you're
Jewish,
famous.
Exactly. Or you'll have a dad that is a Holocaust denier that'll make you tell your girlfriend that... Let me quote here from Mel. You're an embarrassment to me. You look like a fucking pig in heat. And if you get raped by a pack of... These three stars, I think, mean two G's and an I. So I think that says niggers. It will be your fault. Which I think, again, Mel is letting her know that if she's going to dress like that, a pack of the
air quotes.
Aforementioned...
There are air quotes there.
A pack of the aforementioned niggers would rape her. And that's, again, that's Mel passing... She was a young girl. She's like 22, and Mel's like 77.
And
so he's passing out knowledge.
To be fair, she's 22, but she's actually a 42-year-old man dressed as a 22-year-old
exactly.
woman. So
Mel, can he be responsible for what...
happens to the cross...
When the niggers, when the niggers come.
When the pack comes.
Are you here. Always quoting him when you say that word?
No, I'm done quoting. We've moved on.
I didn't see air quotes around that one.
What kind of sounds do you think a pack of niggers make when they're coming in? Is it like, is it like a pack of wolves? Or is it...
You don't have a D12 CD?
God damn it. Okay, look. He was not quoting when he said that. But I just don't understand why, like...
That was from Braveheart. I was quoting Braveheart.
D12 is that old school. They were around in 16th century Scotland.
They've been there.
It's a good band. Whatever. Does anybody know that Marky Mark has, like, an arrest on his, like, record for beating up a black guy and calling him the Brooks? How did you put it?
That was Marky Mark's first record with the Funky Bunch.
What the fuck? No, but, like, the guy, like, has a hate crime on his record. But, like, everyone's like, eh, we'll let that slide. So Marky Mark, like, it's like this level where you can, like, totally fuck.
Well, I think he just did it once. I think at this point, it's like...
You don't think when he gets home?
Well, sure. But when you slip up as many times and as blatantly as Mel Gibson has, now I think it's just to the point where people are going, yeah, he definitely does not like black people.
Well, and before he had the cloak,
or Jews.
He had the cloak of drunkenness to protect himself.
Right.
He was just like, I don't know, I was drunk. What do you do when you get drunk? Hey, you make fun of the goddamn Jews, of course. But this time, apparently he's not drinking anymore.
Georgia by way of Australia for Mel there in that one.
That's my accent work.
Okay.
I do a lot of voiceover work.
I see.
I'm Mel Gibson, goddammit. Sons of bitches. What in tarnation are these Jews doing? I wipe my butt with the goddamn Koran.
But I think it's awesome that Mel's just like, yeah, fuck it. Like, I'm so goddamn famous. The only thing I haven't achieved is worldwide racism, which is, you know, if I can beat my 23-year-old Russian sex bride, fuck him. Fuck them all.
Yeah, what's an example of a celebrity not having that status and being ruined by it?
Not having...
Saying crazy shit and not being famous enough to just override it, you know?
Me,
you saying the N-word earlier a few times? That's
those were quotes, goddammit!
That assumes you even had the possibility of fame, like...
No.
Right.
No, you guys know me, right? We're best... Got weird. No, well, that's a good question. Well, like, people... I think that everybody carried a recorder around with them, you'd be like, wow, everybody hates everybody. Like, you'd just be like, oh, wow, who's that chick from The Hills? I don't know, so-and-so.
It's like Honoré de Balzac said, if we said to each other, to our faces, what we said behind their backs, society as we know it would cease to exist.
Sounds like an idiot. Are you farting on my couch? Mm-hmm. I think everybody at some point says something that's fucking ridiculous, but until somebody's really famous, nobody gives a shit. So, like, Brooks, like, remember how much you don't like the black people from Stillwater Prison?
I never said I didn't like them. I just observed that they bought liquor on Sundays. Like,
okay,
they're there.
Now, when you and Jim Carrey are palling around, you can't say shit like that, you know, in, like, 10 years. You can't be like, black people, all they do is buy liquor.
Well, at that point, I'll be a Scientologist, and all my secrets will be known by them. And
what's the first one you're going to let out?
That I was on this show twice?
Great.
Honk.
I walked right into that one.
Yeah.
I'll set him up, you knock him down, buddy.
Or I'll just set him up and knock him down, because...
You set him up, you knock him down, I'll get drunk, and then go to bed.
Pete, you stay quiet.
I'm just going to take a shit. Should we move on to Prince?
Yeah, did you guys know that the internet's completely over? Want to see more air quotes? Completely over? Did you know that? Did you go on the internet today? You didn't, did you?
So Prince said the internet is dead, right? That's the story.
No, it's completely over.
Oh, it's over.
You can't
over.
Get on it anymore because it's over.
Is that what exactly did he say? Yeah. Is there any context to that?
No, it's just him being a big fat baby. And I love Prince, so. And I love big fat babies, so that's not really an insult. Prince said the internet's completely over. I don't see why I should give my new music to iTunes or anyone else. They won't pay me in advance for it, and they get angry when they can't get it. And then there's those dot, dot, dots like he was stuttering. The internet's like MTV. At one time, MTV was hip, and suddenly it became outdated. Anyway, all these computers and digital gadgets are no good, and here's the kicker. They just fill your head with numbers, and that can't be good for you. So, I mean, using that justification, I see why the internet should be over, right?
Well, in a way, I think Prince is right.
What did he say?
Well, nobody watches MTV anymore.
Tells what he said.
He's just saying, like, it's cool and new, and it's like, going to change the world. It's going to, you know, VCRs were going to change the world, too,
yeah,
you know?
I think they did.
And I just think, you know, there's always the cost prohibition from internet, similar to cable and MTV back in the day. There's only a certain group can use it, or you can go to the library, but...
Or anywhere on Earth, really.
Yeah. Because we all have laptops and smartphones.
We all have Dunn Brothers coffee.
Right. But that's 30 minutes at a time, you know?
That's true.
It's
how am I supposed to clock into work when the hobo's trying to look up fucking two dudes kissing a frog's dick? Let's let that part out. And moving on.
And, I don't know, Prince is just so smart. Like, he owns every limo in Minneapolis.
Is that true?
Have you? Yeah. If you ever see a limo, it's probably Prince.
Do you think there's like 30 princes?
There's just one.
There's just one prince?
There's just one.
He's like the Saddam Hussein of pop stars.
Yeah, which is to say that he kills his own people, which are ambiguously black people. From
you know what? I think Prince also could dress as a 14-year-old girl.
Oh, yeah.
Like, easily pass.
But he has that thing where, like, if he dressed up as your girlfriend and then he was like, just kidding, I'm Prince, I'd be like, I'll totally still fuck you.
Oh.
Like, I don't care. Just for the story.
I'd be like, oh my, yeah.
Like, imagine if you were at a party and somebody's like, yeah, and then I found out my dad was related to my my girlfriend's mom. And you'd be like, wow, that's funny. I fucked Prince once.
And let's go to a song. Here's Kentucky Belt Fight.
We'll be right back.
me, Vincent Gallo.
Hey, Vincent Gallo. Did you enjoy Kentucky belt fight?
That shit was awful. I hope those faggots get AIDS.
Oh. Well, Brooks had to go, and now Vincent Gallo is in the studio here.
Yeah, lucky you guys.
Lucky us.
Vince hey, Gallo. Vincent, you know when you make movies, do you ever think about maybe making them good?
Look, man, I don't make my fucking art for you, faggot. I hope you die of a voodoo curse I put on
you. You were really good in Palookaville, though, as an actor.
I don't look back on my work and judge it. I just do it, and it exists.
So what do you got down the pike? What's coming up from whatever bullshit studio you own now? What's it called?
It's called...
I just thought you might know the name of your own production company slash studio. But whatever. What's you got any movies?
That shit's for underlings. I don't have names for anything. Things just exist and I deal with them.
You just do the art, right?
I don't...
Art is dead. That's what I heard you say. I was quoting you from an interview.
I don't... Maybe I said that. Maybe I didn't. Who cares?
Well, so, Vincent, you got any new movies coming up? Or what can we have to look forward to?
Yeah. Buffalo 67. It's a sequel.
God, that's amazing. Christina Ricci, is she going to be in it, or?
Fuck no, that fat cunt.
Wow.
I hope that pig chokes on her own vomit.
Wow, what did she ever do to you?
Yeah, why
though?
Do you hate Christina Ricci?
She flubbed a line once.
No,
fuck her.
No shit, huh?
Yeah.
Did you ever see...
I saw her at the craft services table more than the table reads.
Did you see Penelope, though? She was pretty good in that.
Fuck no, I didn't see that.
Vincent, what movies... Have you ever seen a movie that's not one of yours?
Well, one time I watched The Waterboy, but it was muted. It seemed okay.
It's actually pretty good. I think you'd like it.
Fuck you. You don't know what I'd like.
But did you like getting that blowjob, though, from, what's her name?
That
Chloe 70?
Fat bitch, yeah. Chloe.
Yeah, no, nothing?
Did it took a few takes.
To get it up, because she's
what are you
fat,
implying?
That your dick doesn't work.
I hope you die of a curse.
Actually, one time, my grandma put a curse on her pantry.
You get cancer.
Because I was ghosting.
Like your dad.
Well,
I was listening earlier to the show.
That's nice, Vincent. Is there any chance that you could say something like nice to our viewers? What? Listeners?
If you're listening, congratulations. This is the most information you'll ever receive in 5 minutes.
Wow. See, this is a big day for us because usually Vincent Gallo is pretty tight-lipped. He doesn't really give up too much information.
Yeah, well, today I don't give a shit. And I was in Loring Park, not looking at men.
You're scouting locations.
I was
locations.
Resisting temptation.
Sure, no, I understand.
It's training.
It's every day for me. It's an exercise.
Riding a motorcycle.
Yeah? Can you excuse me for a second, Vincent? 1 second. That Vincent Gallo guy's a real piece of shit.
I don't know what's wrong with him. He should probably...
Oh, my God. I think Brooks is back.
No, it's still me.
God damn it. He's
I turned around for a second. Me and Brooks look kind of similar. I saw him when he was leaving.
Well, do you know where he went, by the way?
Who fucking cares? Maybe to
okay.
die of cancer.
Well, Vincent, do you want to help us with our next segment here called Taking Care of Bullshit?
I thought this whole show was called that.
Vincent, you're just in a mood tonight.
What
I don't
the
know
fuck
why
is that supposed to
I just
mean?
Don't know why I have to say
why
your name
are you so
I
mean to
you.
Us right now? What did we do to you?
You guys are scum on my boots. My
Vincent, you're wearing knee-high socks right now.
No, you're thinking of Brooks.
Oh,
he left.
Yeah, you're right. I fucked
you
up.
You guys
fucking
have similar
idiot.
Socks.
I hope you die of cancerous AIDS.
Cancerous AIDS?
I hope your
of
mouth,
the mouth
gets childhood leukemia.
Oh, my God. Huh. I had lupus of the dick. I mean, but I recovered. And that's a good. That's a feel-good. So maybe you could write a movie about
do
that.
Do you call your eyes your dick?
Vincent, I don't even know what that means.
Vincent, do you want to go get a hot dog or something and talk about our problems? Like, what's...
I'm a fucking Muslim, you idiot. You think I want a hot dog?
Yes. Everyone loves a hot dog.
They better be Hebrew nationals.
Well, what do you eat? Let's go get a
I eat buffalo wings.
Plate
I'm
of
from
chickpeas.
Buffalo.
The buffalo wings from Buffalo?
You're a fucking idiot.
I don't...
I have to go.
You have a lot of rage.
Hey, Vincent, actually...
Where are you going? Why are you running so far?
There's a guy here from Guinness Book of World Records to give you a plaque for longest drawn-out bit ever. But if you want to accept that on Brooks' behalf.
So
I'm exhausted.
Hey, guys, I'm back.
Hey Brooks.
Was that Vincent Gallo running down
him.
The hallway?
It was actually... it was the guy from Entourage.
I'm sorry, I left for a little bit.
That's
we're
cool.
just glad you're back. Want to take care of some bullshit?
He seemed like a really funny guy, though.
Yeah. No, he was awful. He was really rude.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, he was really rude.
He called us cancerous pigs or something like that.
He wanted my mouth to get...
He wished me well on his... pass by.
Well, good. At least he likes you.
So let's, what's up next?
Let's take care of some bullshit.
TCOBS?
Yes.
Wow, you got exactly. a quick little brain.
Well,
you know that song, and then I added an S.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what song you're talking about.
Taking care of business.
I don't know what happened to my voice just
and
now
a
either.
Flash.
Pete, what's this week's
Thanks,
topic?
Pete.
Today's topic is hippies.
Oh boy.
Yeah, hippies. I went to.
I think Vincent's coming back in. He's got. Okay. Oh, wait, he's turning around.
Oh, good. All
right. Well, if he has anything to say about hippies, he'll know to get his ass back here. I went to a beach over the 4th of July weekend.
And, which beach?
It used to be called Hidden Beach. I don't know what they call it now.
Yep.
So we went there, and it was littered with hippies playing. Like, as soon as I walked up, there was a dude playing a hand drum.
Oh, hand drums. Oh, yeah.
Just one, playing, not a circle?
No, there was just one. I guess they could only afford one drum
was
that day. I don't know. No, of course. It was terrible. And I don't care. Like, if you're a hippie, I can ignore you. Just go do your hippie business. I don't give a shit. But after a while, they started blowing off fireworks, and there were these two dudes playing football. They were just throwing
American
a football,
football
around. American football, okay. Yeah. So they started blowing off firecrackers next to these dudes, and they got pissed at them. And one of the hippies was about to...
Hippies get pissed?
No, the football thrower guy got pissed at the hippie for throwing firecrackers.
Got it.
And they were about to blow up a little sandcastle next to where this guy was throwing his football.
The hippies were doing this?
Yeah, hippies were
ridiculous.
Blowing off the firecrackers.
That sounds awesome to me.
Yeah. Well, and then the guy got kind of pissed at him. He's like, hey.
Which guy? Who?
I'm terrible at telling stories. So
you're doing a great job. There's two guys.
So the hippie is trying to blow up the sandcastle.
So the football guy got mad.
And the football guy goes, hey, I'm standing right here throwing a football. Can you fuck off for a while?
Did he say that? Is that verbatim?
No,
are those
it's
air
not.
Quotes?
Okay. No, he goes, hey, stop it. Or something of that nature. So the hippie gets all like tail between his legs, grabs a firecracker, and walks back to his little circle of hippie
That's
friends.
Kind of a sad story.
To be fair, that was an ass dreadlock, not a tail.
and then the hippies start calling them douchebags and yelling about how they're douchebags. Like, oh, fucking douchebags won't let us blow off our fireworks. And it just made me wonder, like, when did being a hippie turn from, like, I love everybody into... I'm just going to be a big fucking asshole, and if people don't like what I'm actually doing, then I don't like them. And
if you don't say brother after every sentence, you're not a real hippie, and you just can't get mad at somebody and call them brother all the time.
Hulk Hogan's a hippie?
Hulk Hogan is a hippie, and Hulk Hogan's Pastamania was like fucking the Woodstock.
Pastamania?
Of mall food courts?
That was actually
right.
Went over off of Cedar also. But that's before
he had a restaurant. Yes. No, it's funny that you say that because actually, here's something I overheard while I was at the beach. One of the hippies was trying to convince another hippie to go to some party, and he goes,
"Go to the prom."
To the prom, hippie prom, and he goes, "Yeah, man, you should come. It'd be really great. It'd be nice to have a solid bro there."
Well, at least we know there's different adjectives you can put in front of bro. Now there's tight,
solid,
hella.
Hella,
bro.
Rock hard. That changes things a little bit. That ups the ante a little bit. I just think
that if you're a hippie, that you should be accepting of everybody.
If you're a hippie, you are tethered to the cause of blind idealism, which right. is hilarious because you're a fucking moron. But the same thing. I love the Doors. Here's a weird thing about me. I love the Doors, and there's this documentary that came out about them like a couple years ago, last year maybe, and I started watching it, and I was like, oh.
No, that was Val Kilmer. That wasn't a documentary.
What?
About the Doors?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that was on TBS. You just watched a movie.
Okay. That's funny because I kept watching it. I was like, Jim Morrison looks like that guy from Tombstone. I kept saying that to my friend who wasn't with me.
Barry.
Slow
it's
down.
That guy from Tombstone, like Johnny Stratus.
Anymore?
If I see two of you, I'll just shoot both.
That is absolutely not what he said at all.
Something like that, right?
He said, I'll aim for the one in the middle.
Oh, I'm seeing three.
Anyway,
I'm
but I was watching.
Remember my lines. You sound like a Southern Belle, Val Kilmer.
You are beautiful. But I was watching this documentary, and they were showing all this awesome footage of the Doors, and they started showing the dipshit hippies from the park, and I was like, yeah, I'm done with this. Like, I can't watch these fucking dickholes.
Dipshit hippies from the park?
Well, from, like, Haight-Ashbury, like, the whole fucking, like...
So this was, like, B-roll footage of modern day, or...
No. It was from the 60s. And
It wasn't footage of Pete's story from earlier?
Like, I don't know what the chronology of this... I don't know what's happening right now.
So what, form the your doors. Contention, basically, is
My
that
thing is,
hippies
is that,
have always sucked.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
But the thing
you're saying, hippies
but the
are cool when they
hippies,
mind their own
hippies
business.
Are okay. Here's a modern updated analogy.
When they smell to themselves, that's fine.
In me, Vincent, I think they should all die of cancer
to the eyeballs.
Well, at least we have a common enemy, Vincent.
Okay, you know how Pantera fucking rules, but yes. Their fans are fucking idiots.
Sure.
Same
yes.
thing with that's what hippies are. Like a lot of the music and shit from the 60s rules, but it was adored by hippies, so you're like, "Yeah, I'm out. Fuck it."
I think those were different hippies though. They would walk up to guns and put flowers in the barrel.
And that's a very noble cause until you get shot in the fucking mouth and then the game is over. But no, I don't understand the whole if you were a hippie
you don't understand loving things that's foreign to you.
No. What?
Like universal
if you can't
love.
Eat or fuck something, you should kill it. Absolutely. No, but I
wonder why I'm still alive in that case.
Hi. But
again,
no, I get it. If you're a hippie, in 1967 in San Francisco, yeah, I get it. Like it makes sense. But if you're a hippie in 2010 at Hidden Beach, like get some fucking shoes and actually
put down the drum, pick up some
the
love.
Gun.
Get some fireworks.
Pick up a gun.
They had fireworks.
Let me finish my beautiful point. When the guy with the football tells you to put the fireworks back, you kick him in the fucking dong. You know?
Do
what my friend Brooks does and fuck his girlfriend on the beach, baby. Boom. Oh,
wait, I thought that was in the outtakes. People have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, I think it was.
No, that's pre-roll. We'll put it in.
Just drop that little nugget.
Right it'll start off like this. It'll go, yeah, and then I fuck some chick on the beach, and the show will start.
Then I fuck some chick on the beach, and then you'll say, just like you fuck that chick on the beach, right?
Right,
Brooks?
And then everyone will go, well, right. Apparently he fucked some chick on the beach. Happy 4th of July, America.
Yeah. I kind of want to talk about these hippies.
Okay,
maybe
yeah.
later.
I don't know.
Okay,
Brooks, please.
First of all, the segment was taking care of bullshit, right?
Yeah.
Was that you? Is that just you complaining?
It's a regular segment that we do once a week. We just pick something that pissed us off this week or whatever.
And you took care of it by kind of making fun of it?
He's deconstructing your thing now, dude.
Oh.
Brooks Robinson, where's
we don't actually take care of anything because we're just podcasting. We're just podcasting, baby. But
I think you should call it podcasting about some BS.
Dudes with
that
mics
doesn't roll off the tongue quite as well.
Hippies, no.
And
put
I mean,
that into one of your famous acronyms.
If people don't know what you look like, they'd probably if they saw you, they'd be like, "This fucking guy's making fun of hippies with his Jesus hair."
So, all right, well, let's take care of this. Can you offer a solution?
Well, it's not
for hippies?
My problem. So,
well, I would like it to be your problem. Come up with some kind of solution, big
How about
fucking
you stop caring,
big comedian.
Like, who cares? Some guy did something and it was kind of like, that bugs me.
He's just quoting from his bio on MySpace. Brooks, like, you know, the way I see things is like, yeah, some guy did some shit and, you know, whatever. Fuck it. This is America.
This hippie was like, I'm like, come on, what kind of hippie are you? I thought you're supposed to love everything.
Well, sure. Let's just do that about every joke that we make. We'll just be like, guys are making fun of each other.
Who was the guy that you were just doing in that joke? Who was that guy?
That was Pete the whole
time.
You
do that guy the whole time because that guy's way more funny and interesting.
Right.
The guy that mocks Pete's voice is funnier than the guy that's you. So do that guy.
Such a cool show, guys. Any more beer?
Hey, fake Pete, do you want a sandwich?
Real Pete would like a sandwich.
Of course he would.
Real Pete. Yeah, sandwich would be cool. You don't have to do it, though.
I'm doing fake Pete. I make funny voices to make fun of other Pete.
This is so...
I'm Pete.
This is it's meta humor at its finest.
Oh, balls.
Yeah, well...
Well, we're the only ones that are going to ever listen to this.
You think so?
It'll work out.
So it'll be like your comedy show.
I think some other people might like it.
Speaking of which, Brooks will be at Acme next week.
Next
this week,
the
20-something through the whatevereth, and nobody's going to show up, and it'll be great.
Well, I'll see you guys.
Seriously, though, no. Let's drop it down. Let's get back to business. What are the dates? Do you know them? Do you know them, Marie? Does
July
know them?
13th through 19th.
And I think you should all go see Brooks because he actually, despite this podcast, he actually is funny. I think he's a funny guy.
Hey, guys, I don't want to promise anything, but Vincent Gallo might make a little appearance.
Oh, wow.
But seriously,
and
though,
Fake Pete, too.
Are you emceeing? Are you middling?
I am emceeing.
God, you're funny. I love you.
I should not be. You guys want to talk some shit? I hope some other comedians listen to this and they're like, oh,
are you
shit.
Saying like you should be?
I should be fucking you should featuring be on, for sure.
Absolutely.
Fuck
them. That's what I think.
And I'm like,
so who's featuring then? Is it locals? Or do you want to talk about it?
Eric Allen will be featuring. He's really funny. And
it wasn't nearly as venomous as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, well, he's really funny.
If the jokes are there.
He's good.
So who's headlining these shows, Brooks, that you're emceeing?
Brent Weinbach will be headlining.
He's got a cool first name. I like him already.
But he's Jewish.
I don't like him anymore.
Half, so. I think his dad's Jewish, so maybe that's right. He's in the
His dad's Jewish on his mom's side? Mm. I don't know what that means.
His dad dressed like a Jew when he was 20.
When his dad was 20 or when he was 20?
He died of lung cancer. Fuck you.
That's a sad story. You want to play
and
song?
You're also playing at the House Playing.
Oh.
You're doing a House of Comedy.
I'll be at the House of Comedy. Don't ever go to that place because it sucks.
First week of November.
I hope Rick Bronson, who owns that place, hears this and kills himself because his club sucks. And any club in a mall can just get blown up. But they're going to pay me like $300 to go talk and say things like this.
Which is slightly less than we're paying you.
Slightly less.
Slightly less.
But the free blow makes up for it. And
and the cocaine. What are those dates?
Who gives a shit?
Something
to
this.
Rat's ass?
I have here.
Don't
go. First week of November.
Don't go.
I'm going to go.
Go every week except for that week.
I'm going to go. You can't deny it. Me
Unless
wanting to
you
hear
can
your
get
jokes.
Free tickets. Don't. It's like $17.
Can I pay you directly?
Why do you hate the House of Comedy?
Let me. It's a comedy club in a mall in the Mall of America.
It is a bad location. I'll give you that.
The foot traffic is somewhere between retarded and fake Pete, as far as intelligence goes. So, it's like people who would be like, "I want to see something funny. I'm going to go someplace where I don't know about it." Because it got comedy in the name.
Do you think that still exists, where people are like, let's go to the comedy club?
Oh, definitely.
Is it really?
Absolutely. Like,
is that a majority of the audience, you think?
At the mall, yes. At
what about
other
Acme?
Places. Acme, probably a little more educated.
It's a pretty smart audience, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
But
do you think do you have bad experiences with the
House of Comedy?
Yeah, like the people in there, do they just not give a
the
shit
crowds?
About you, or do they just talk
no,
over
I've,
you?
Do you have the jokes?
You know, it's
they
funny.
Want,
I've only
Brooks?
Killed there, so I don't know. No, it's been awful. Like,
so I see why you hate it then.
Do you?
Because I do bad, therefore they're stupid. Yeah.
Do you have the material that they're looking for when they come in? Like, let's go to Abercrombie and Fitch, and then stop by FAO Schwartz, get an Orange Julius, and then go see some comedy.
I think anyone who's been listening to this episode knows that I have a general humor. It's akin to Jay Leno.
It
like,
is good.
Everyone
it's
can
fun.
Enjoy
it's,
it.
Very non-esoteric. I think it's great.
It's like, hey, I've been there. I didn't think about that. Therefore, this is funny. Yeah, I saw something. I didn't think about it either.
One time some shit happened, and I had an opinion on it, but whatever. If not, just wait for the nigger jokes. That's what I say. Can that be the tagline on your bumper sticker?
If not, listen to Mel Gibson.
You know what? I'm going to burn your fucking house down.
But first,
let's go to a song, everybody. All right.
Welcome back to the show. It's me, Pete. Hey, Brent. What's going on? It's a lot of fun.
It's fake Pete.
Hey.
You make fun of
Pete. Hey, this is Brooks. I'm having a funny night being funny with you funny guys. I'm a comedian, so I'd be funny all the time.
Oh, Brooks, you're so funny.
Wait, fake Pete wouldn't say that.
I don't think fake Brooks would say anything like that either. I like real Brooks better. But I like fake Pete better. So,
fake Pete better than real Brooks?
Hey,
no,
they're both
real
me,
Pete.
So it makes sense.
Well, let's lay together.
See you later, Pete.
Do you want to
shut up?
God.
Let's start a new segment on the show where we just talk about movies. It's called Movies.
It's called Taking Care of Movie Bullshit.
We're gonna take care of some movies, baby. What are we doing? What do you got, Pete, for movies?
Nothing.
Let me ask you a question, Brooks.
Yes.
How do you feel about Jessica Alba?
J. Alba? I don't feel anything about her, frankly.
Okay, well, let's move on to question number two. Actually, part B of question one. How do you feel about Kate Hudson?
Kate Hudson, she was showed some promise and then met Matthew McConaughey, I guess.
Well, here's the follow-up, tie it all together. You ever wanted to watch either of them get the absolute dog shit beat out of them?
Maybe McConaughey. He just seems like a real...
No, I'm talking about Hudson and Alba.
Oh, no.
No? Then don't watch the movie Killer Inside Me.
They get the horse shit
the most
dog shit?
Violently graphic beating scene you'll ever see in your life.
I find that hard to believe. But.
Well, people in the entertainment world will back me up on this one. Casey Affleck.
What would Vincent Gallo think if he were here?
I don't know. We should get him in here. Hey, Vincent. Hey, you fat shit. He's fat now. Did you ever see The Killer Inside Me? It came out recently. It stars Casey Affleck.
Oh, hey, guys. The mic was in Brooks's hand.
Oh, well, it's a good thing you handed it to him.
Yeah, I saw that. I jerked off to it a lot.
Did you jerk off to the part where her eye exploded?
Where that fat cunt's eye exploded? Yeah. Yeah.
Did you like that? Was that a good movie-making technique? I mean, I don't know.
They stole that idea from me.
For what movie of yours?
Two Men and a Baby.
Do you think that Brooks would know?
It was actually a prequel to...
I never heard that.
It was called Blue Bunny. It was about ice cream.
Do you think that Brooks knows any of your other movies besides Brown Bunny and Buffalo 66? Are there other ones?
I don't think about the past ever.
Well, let's think about the future. This movie,
I gotta
Killer.
Go.
What? Oh, well, it's.
Bye!
Give that back to Brooks.
Hey, it's me again.
So,
fuck you, Vincent Gallo!
So if you ever watch.
Hey, fuck you!
Vincent Gallo's got an angry streak to him.
His voice was that high-pitched.
I don't know why he keeps running away.
I don't know why he's able to get back in position so quickly.
Right.
It's
he's
weird.
Just, like, hiding around
hey,
the
he's
corner.
He's a consummate professional. I think right. We can all agree on that.
Well, I think
you don't get to be
he's
that...
He's blunt, but it's honest, at least.
Well, it's, you know, artists are hard to handle, as you know.
Why would I know that?
Because you're,
Because
you hang out with a lot of them. Because you hang out with a lot of artists, is what I'm saying.
You consider comedians artists?
I consider Marie an artist.
Oh. I think her leg is a work of art.
There's a girl named Marie in the room for those listening.
Because she hangs out with white trash. And they have dirt bikes.
Was this up in Isanti again, or where were we at?
I like to ask people who don't have mics questions, too.
Yeah.
No, get it, because then you can make up the answers. It's awesome.
Fascinating. Oh, she's handing a mic.
Is this on?
Yeah.
You can hear me?
Yes.
What's the question?
You fell off a dirt bike.
I did. I fell off a dirt bike.
Why?
I never ridden a dirt bike before, and I thought it'd be a good idea after a few beers.
Did you go through all of your motorcycle training safety courses?
No, I didn't.
Well, that's why you fell off, Marie.
Hey, Marie, I have a question. I've never ridden a dirt bike either, but I've been told that when you rev it, it sounds like saying the word Hmong, really.
Hmong. That's why Hmong people are such dirt bike enthusiasts.
Are they, though?
Yeah.
Rice rocket, sort of.
Don't you see them driving their dirt bikes around St. Paul?
I see them walking a whole bunch.
No.
Because they felt they dumped their dirt bikes. As is so easy to do.
No, I was in one of those... the circle cages, they call them the Cage of Death.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and it was the 4th of July, and so things got kind of crazy. We lit it on fire.
Wait, are you talking about...
One guy backed out, and you said, fuck it, I'll do it?
Well, my cousin is a professional
Are you talking about
biker.
The circle cages? It's like a big sphere,
yeah.
And you just drive
yeah.
the dirt
so
bike around
in
giant
in
circles?
Doing the figure eights in the cage.
And you put
all
a homeless
a sudden,
guy in the middle.
No,
trying not to run him over.
Out of nowhere, a baby crawled into the cage.
Sure.
I don't know how the baby got in the cage. I don't know whose baby it was.
Uh-huh.
And in order to save the life... of that precious child, I decided to take a dive and crash my bike.
Well, that's very unnoble.
Very,
you should have killed that baby.
For future reference.
That baby grew up to be Barack Obama.
Wow. Wow. That didn't take long
just
at all.
From last weekend.
That was like...
This happened in Kenya, so... The you make your own decision based on
life is
that
full of miracles. Sometimes you run over a baby that's already president, and then the baby grows up to be the current president.
Oh, yeah, no, it's just another person named Barack. Like, if your name Barack Obama,
from accounts payable. Oh,
you're not
one
a president.
Of those Kenyan babies okay. that's already
right.
named
no,
Barack.
No, I get it. But seriously, though, Jessica Alba.
Oh, movies. Yeah, was that the segment? Yeah, fuck hippies, I agree.
Yeah.
I'm gonna barf. Jessica Alba gets her face turned into fucking... What's something that gets turned into when you punch it a lot?
Meatloaf.
Hamburger.
Meatloaf. Well, that's kind of obvious, Brooks. I think that we'll go with meatloaf, okay?
Cooked hamburger.
Well, they're kind of the same thing,
with eggs and breadcrumbs and Worcestershire sauce and ketchup.
Can I get that recipe?
Yeah, I'll write it down for you.
Weird.
No, there's...
all you gotta do is punch someone in the face.
People were apparently...
really beautiful people in the face.
We're not gonna get to movies at all, are we?
We're talking about Jessica Alba's face as, like, some sort of meat.
Okay, well, here's meat I like. Buffalo wings.
Hey, you and Vince
and VJ.
G.
Why is this J? Is it hollow? Is it like a long, like, Mexican J?
He was a VJ for MTV.
Oh, you know, no,
so
yeah,
VJ,
you're right.
VG. Yeah, coming up next on TRL.
I feel like we've done nothing to enhance the profile of Vincent Gallo tonight. And I'm not saying he has either, because he's here. But I think
well, he's
we
being
should.
Kind of an asshole.
I'm not going to lie to you, it was offensive.
Fuck you, I've got VJ money.
Oh, he's back! That's
Jesus,
really
you
funny.
Snuck up on us.
What a very specific impression. Or, I mean, guest to have on the show. That's really weird.
So, Vincent Gallo, since we're talking about movies, do you have anything coming up? Or have you seen any movies recently?
I'm going to film myself watching that scene where those girls get the shit kicked out of them and release
from The Killer Inside Me. Starring Casey Affleck.
Two girls, one beating, and then you tape yourself and put it on the internet?
Yeah, Vincent Gallo's reaction.
I had this idea for a movie called Two Girls,
Buffalo
One,
68
Two Girls, One Stanley
and a half
Cup.
Men.
It's a hockey-themed jack-off porn.
Two Girls, One
what
Stanley
kind
Cup.
What kind of porn is there?
Well, there's the kind where you fuck your couch. There's the kind that gets
couch
like
fuck porn.
Old couples and the mood. Just where they just like, you know, like watch a bird yawn.
The bird yawn porn.
The bird yawn porn, yeah. You know what I'm talking
well,
about.
Yeah, yeah, of course. I thought you meant... Nothing. Go.
The Last Airbender.
The Last Airbender?
I did not. M. Night Shyamala Ding Dong.
You toss a ShamWow in there?
Because he cleans up.
Beautiful.
Pretty good.
Seriously, they'll put that in your act. That'll kill.
Avatar. They couldn't name it, though. That's what the cartoons name, right?
I know. That's why I always felt that Jim Cameron was out to take over Nickelodeon.
Did you guys see that movie?
Wait, Avatar? Hold on a sec. Yeah. What the hell are you talking about?
Avatar The Last Airbender is a Nickelodeon cartoon, right?
Oh, I don't watch that.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. I just happened to read that.
Well, I'll be the authority then, since I watched maybe like 10 seconds of it. It's a show about this kid and does some shit, but then they made a movie about it, and apparently the movie sucks, and now he's going to go back to making fucking softcore.
Oh, wait, what? That was Avatar? What is this?
That's that Avatar in a nutshell. They gave that guy...
I don't know what's going on.
That made Scream. Well, what's the movie he made? ShamWow?
The Sixth Sense? Which one?
Yeah, he made The Sixth Sense.
Unbreakable?
This is as good as the story that
the
I told about...
The Village was another
the
one?
The guy in the hippie...
The Lady in the Water?
Signs. That's the movie about Tesla.
Mel Gibson!
Honk!
I'm gonna burn your blow... Your...
House.
So
but first...
A great movie segment.
I feel like we're covering a lot of topics here cinematically.
I don't think it really matters...
I just want you to be happy.
No, I would think we're all happy.
Pete, would you prefer a more structured section?
No.
Crack the whip, man.
I think Brent would.
No, I just think that you should see Killer Inside Me. It's great.
Okay. All right.
When did it come out?
A month ago.
1 month.
It's in the theater?
Who directed it? I've never...
I can't remember his name, but it's based on a book by Jim Thompson from the 1950s. About this. It's a serial killer. He's a cop. And he just beats girls up, and it's amazing. Marie, earmuffs.
Yes.
Earmuffs.
Oh, okay.
He
a
just
lot of,
beats
like,
the
things
shit
that are
out of girls.
To you are like violence against women.
What are you
Mel
talking
Gibson
about?
Said this, and then this movie
actually, no.
Happened.
I will tell you.
Wait a minute. Why did Brent turn into me?
You guys.
What's my mockery fake voice?
Well, here's something else uninteresting and not funny.
Brooks, what is my mocking voice?
Ew, look at me. I fell off a dirt bike.
Oh, it's a BJ joke, of course. It's too obvious. No,
that was Brent still.
Oh, well, that's not at all
Word.
Say, Pete.
Yeah.
I couldn't help but notice. Did you hem your pants with staples?
No, those are not staples.
What are they?
Those are safety pins.
Safety.
Are you hitting your pants again?
Well, you know, they drag on the ground. They get all tassel-y in the back from those little jean tassels from dragging on the ground.
Hey, stop wearing JNCOs, Pete. You might
I know. Well, you know, I need all the extra pockets that JNCOs provide.
What for your ICP?
How do you feel about 7
Right. Well, you got to have a special pocket just for your cell phone, and you got to have the flames on the ass, so.
That was like a really, like, 6-month period where I was like, I don't know. I might get some of those. I was like,
when?
15. I never did. I never fucking did.
Like, that thought entered your head for 6 months?
You missed that. No, I didn't sit and, like, labor over it for 6 months.
He was drawing them on his notebook in class?
No, because when I was a kid, I didn't have... Like,
Brent plus JNCOs.
I shouldn't have said anything. I'm just saying...
Wait a minute.
I like JNCOs. Whatever. I liked them. Jeez, Brent, calm down.
I just want everyone to be happy.
I don't know why... Brent,
then don't share such revolting information.
What do you think? Should we tell everyone where to see him or not?
I thought we did that already.
Did we?
Let's recap it, though.
Hey, you can show up, but keep your eyes closed, because it's a lot better that way.
Okay.
I think I'll be at Acme for the rest of my life. And I hope the Mall of America burns down. But keep giving me money.
All right, I ran out of space, and my recorder crashed. Go see Brooks Robinson. July 13th through the 17th at Acme with Brent Weinbach. You're dead to me, Mexico. For more information, visit us at TwinCitiesTank.com. We're also available on Facebook and Twitter at TwinCitiesTank. Help us out by rating and commenting on us on iTunes. If you're in a Minnesota band, send your professionally recorded MP3s to TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com to have them played on the show. Thanks for listening.
Back off them hogs. Good 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger. Them hogs is getting intense up here.